This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you, and we continue to talk to those in St. Louis who were affected by the storm. So many people, so many homes, so many businesses, and so many lives. And someone who was affected by the storm but is now organizing the effort to help those recover is Angela Malone. Angela is the owner and child care provider at Raggedy Ann and Andy Daycare. Her child care center on the north side was severely damaged by the tornado, and now she is helping to organize recovery efforts focused on early childhood care. Angela, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, good morning. Thank you all for having me.
I guess the first question would be, we know that your child care center was damaged. Are you okay? Are the kids and the families okay?
We're not okay.
Yeah.
So, no. The tornado was very traumatic because we didn't have a warning or a sign. We were open, you know, regular day. Kids just, you know, they're in there on their tablets and lights start flickering and last thing we know, the skylight on our building flew off, and so sand and water coming down, and the kids had to get down the stairs to try to get to safety. So it was very traumatic because a lot of the kids, they were really terrified.
How many, so people know, how many kids were at your child care, and what are the age ranges?
The age ranges from 6 weeks to age 13, but the age we had there was from 6 weeks to five, and there were 28 children present.
You've been able to be with the kids since, or at least some of them? How are they doing?
I've been in contact with the parents. I have not. Well, some of them came over to help assist with the cleanup. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Yeah. So, some of the families have been coming
out. Are they doing okay, mostly?
I think everybody's trying. The kids were just pretty terrified because we had one little guy just kept screaming, "I'm scared, I'm scared." So, it was very heartbreaking. We all were just, yeah. So we're just trying not to cry. Yeah,
yeah.
My face. I've cried for days now.
Yeah. I bet. And I know it's such a difficult time, but just so people do understand, I can't imagine having all those little ones under my care with no warning of the tornado. So how were you able to gather them and get them to a safer spot?
It was hard because they were freezing because as the lights were flashing, their kids, and like I said, they're on the tablets, and everybody know it's hard to get them off a tablet just a regular day. So just knowing now, you're saying, give me your tablet. So they're already melting down. And so it was five staff there. We were just picking them up two by two, running them until we never were able even to make it to the basement. We had to go into a first floor restroom.
So the building was damaged severely. Is it a complete loss? Is it something that can be fixed?
It definitely can be repaired. Okay. So it's not a complete loss. We lost half of the roof. And with the rain coming down now, the rain has did what the rain do.
Right.
It's kind of because before the ceilings were intact. So when the rain came, so all the ceilings and I guess with the water getting in, so things are kind of Yeah, adjusting, and I guess the building maybe still settling from the tornado. So, like, a lot of things are falling.
Was your building tarped before that rain came in, or no?
Yes, it is. It was tarped, but okay, it just but, the yeah. rain still. Yes,
without much rain and hail, I don't know how a tarp could withstand that.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So you are now helping to organize the St. Louis Early Childhood Tornado Response Team that formed within days of the storm. How did that form, and what are they doing right now?
It was a collaboration with all the, I don't have the name of everyone. Everyone mm-hmm. just collectively getting together, just decided to stand up and say, hey, we want to do something to reach out. Because even though we were affected, by the grace of God, you know, I do have insurance. We have resources, just have tremendous support with friends, family. I mean, because when we decided to clean up on that Saturday, we had between 80 to 100 volunteers and friends and family show up. So support system is truly amazing. And that's just touching, you know, by itself. But this coalition was organized as Ready Readers, Stars Incorporated, the Baden Christian Care Center, We Power, United for Children, Gateway Early Childhood, and the Alliance and more. So they all decided to get together to do a collaboration because we don't have a union as child care providers. So we decided to get together maybe to do something because there are so many providers that were affected.
There's a food and supply drive that is happening tonight. We'll talk about that in a moment, but I know you still need help with cleanup.
Yes.
And I know they've been telling people to be careful about going to certain areas to help clean up because it is still dangerous. So if people do want to help in that way, is there an official channel for them to go through to sign up to come help, or what should they do?
Right now, I believe it's just pretty much Facebook, or they have those GroupMe sites mm-hmm. where it's just kind of as is, as needed. You'll post in a group or call a friend or family, and it's just kind of the word passing around. So it's no official site at this time.
Okay.
But physical help is definitely a need right now.
Oh, yes. Yes. Physically, yes. Because it is, it's physical. It's you have roofing, tarping mm-hmm. paper, trees. It just looks like something in a movie or a war zone. It's pretty traumatic.
Is most of the neighborhood around the building like that? Have they all been damaged?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, no roofs, no sides. When you're driving through, we went through yesterday just trying to, you know, go pick up food mm-hmm. for some of the volunteers and some of the individuals where their houses are going, where you could see the living room, the tubs, the family room. So they've lost, like, the sides, you know, where there's nothing there.
So for those who can volunteer physical labor, like you said, find an official channel on Facebook or one of the volunteer sites. We have links up as well where you can volunteer in that way.
KMOX.com. Yeah.
Yes. KMOX, and if you're not able to volunteer physically, definitely major supply needs like diapers, baby wipes, formula, hygiene products, and so forth. So anything that a child care center would need.
Yes, ma'am, because some of the families lost everything because some of the young ladies live in apartments and they didn't have renter's insurance. Yeah. So when the apartments, when the tornado hit, when it tumbled down, they lost everything. So they don't have anything. Mm. They only have just the clothes on their backs.
Oh, boy. At City Foundry tonight is the Tornado Relief Night. It starts at 5:30. It goes until 8:30. Amy listed a bunch of things that are still needed, like the diapers, cleaning tools, gloves, trash bags. So all that, the collection is going to happen tonight at City Foundry, again, from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. Will you be out there, or are you going to be in the neighborhood?
Yes, I definitely will be present. Yes.
All right.
So, you know, sis, and I will be donating, you know, as well. So the items that I need to donate.
And then, and I guess, since you had 28 kids
yes.
in your care, and the building's not usable, what do those families do now? Where do the young kids go if the parents do still need child care help?
Well, right now we are repairing. We're starting with some repairs mm-hmm. today. But the sister daycare is what they're doing. They're allowing some of our children to attend their facilities and even the staff. So mm-hmm. they're allowing the staff and the children to come and attend their facilities mm-hmm. until we get our facilities back up and running.
Well, Angela, we're sorry to talk to you like this, that all of this has happened, but you're doing good work, and we appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
Thank you all for having me.
That is Angela Malone, the owner and child care provider at Raggedy Ann and Andy Daycare.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think what we'll do probably over the coming days here is talk to other people who've been affected and how they've been affected and how the community can, you know, come together to help. And so far, it looks like people in St. Louis have been doing that. And, you know, we haven't had a storm like this come through the heart of the city like it did on Friday. So this is sort of, I guess, unprecedented. So the fact that people are coming out and are helping, and we are doing what we can here, too. The city's website is stlrecovers.com. Mm-hmm. So you can find out, you know, how to help. If you need help yourself, there are resources mm-hmm. there. They do list things that are needed, items, not just money, but items that are needed. So go to stlrecovers.com. We at KMOX.com, we have a list of links there as well. You can find out how you can help. Or again, if you need help for yourself, go to KMOX.com. And then later on tonight, as we mentioned, the whole reason we had Angela on was the 5:30 to 8:30 event that's happening at City Foundry. It is the tornado relief mm-hmm. night, and that is a drop-off spot, too. So they need things, like Amy mentioned, you know, formula, diapers, wipes, baby items, hygiene products, non-perishable food, bottled water, cleaning tools, trash bags, garden tools, gloves, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of need out there right now.
Yeah, and again, KMOX.com, that will direct you whether you can offer physical help because they need some strong arms, bodies able to move debris away, whether you want to donate items or whether you want to make a monetary donation. All of that will be on KMOX.com. And I know it probably goes without saying, but definitely necessary to work through well-known channels, go through KMOX.com, go through those channels because unfortunately there can be scammers out there. So you don't want to find like a random place to give money and so forth and so forth. You want to make sure you're going through a well-known channel.
That's exactly right. So anything you missed on the show today, a lot of it was the press conference with Mayor Kara Spencer on the development at the SEMA office. So you can go back and listen on the Audacy app, AUDACY. There will be continued updates throughout the day. We do believe that Mayor Spencer is going to address the media again at some point today. So we will have that for you here on KMOX, and you will, of course, get the latest from us. But Cardinals baseball is coming up next. The pregame show is around the corner. Then at 12:15 first pitch, the Cardinals will try to win the series against the Detroit Tigers. Beautiful day at Busch Stadium. Get out there. This is Chris and Amy on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.